May the Lord prepare your hearts, and may we all receive this message with sobriety. The Lord is coming very soon, and one of the visions that Father had, Ezekiel had, he keeps seeing sheep, small clusters of sheep and herds of sheep being scattered and rushing headlong off a cliff like the Grand Canyon. And before I go into the meaning of this, as you know, the military has been deployed all over the United States as protection for the up-and-coming war that is going to spill over on us, the attack that's going to come from Russia and her allies for our involvement and for poking the bear consistently. It's coming. It's estimated that 200,000 Chinese immigrants have crossed over the Mexican border, all military age. And you know we have cells here too in America waiting for the signal to turn loose their wrath. But the Lord is more concerned with our souls right now and where we're at, because people are going to be in complete disbelief, shock, and despair. Because the media has been hiding this from us, and only people who listen to alternative news really pay attention to what's going on. Everything you hear from the regular media is turned upside down lies, exact opposite of what is actually going on. Okay, so going back to the sheep being scattered and plunging off the side of a cliff, I asked the Lord, what is the meaning of this? And he said, chaos is coming financially with war and pestilence. And the Prosperity Church is not ready for this. They have not been properly prepared for what is about to happen, and they won't be able to deal with it. In other words, there'll be suicides and all kinds of crazy things. My people, you are not ready for what is coming now. Your preachers have tickled your ears with the very things you want to believe that are contrary to reality. And I'd add to that even holiness. War, pestilence, poverty, and death are coming to you. And you must prepare yourselves now with true repentance for your sins and a complete amendment to your lifestyles. Feed the poor, tend to the broken, heal the broken hearts. Listen to those you have shunned in the past. They need to be heard. They need to be fed. And they especially need authentic love. Remember when you look into their eyes, the ones who are suffering, you are looking into my eyes. I am there, present to you, pleading for you to show mercy and be accountable for your lifestyles of waste and excess. He's been dealing with me over things that I don't need, too. He continued, there is hope for you, but it depends on your heart and what you value and support versus what you avoid and abhor. These broken souls among you are my provision for your mercy in the hour you will need it the most. Those who stop to help, I will stop to help. Those who pass them by, I will pass them by as well. This is the hour for you to repair the damages you have caused by your callous and selfish lifestyles. The time is now. Very soon it will be too late for you. Your country has been sold to your enemies. As a matter of fact, Ezekiel had a vision of the United States, a map of the whole entire United States, and in bold letters across the front of it were the letters S-O-L-D, sold. We've been sold to China and other nations as well, but we've been sold out by these politicians that have been elected because people didn't know any better. They didn't look behind the smiling face and find out what they really believed and what they were really doing. Okay. So those who stop to help, I will stop to help as well in their hour of need. but those who pass them by, I will pass them by as well. This is the hour for you to repair the damages you've caused. The time is now. Very soon, it will be too late for you. Your country has been sold to your enemies, and soon they will overrun America, leaving a path of destruction behind them. Even as it is written in Scripture, before them lies an Eden, and behind them lies only desolation. At any moment, your people will be shocked and stunned in disbelief as the first nuclear device is detonated on your soil, and all those teachings on peace and prosperity will be exposed for what they are. False prophecy, manipulation of the masses to continue to lull them to sleep as your enemies populate your country and prepare to overtake it. Yes, there are hundreds of thousands who are battle ready to take your nation and kill you and your families. And your best preparation is a clean conscience, repentance, and a complete turning to God. There are some among you who will choose the beast system because it will promise you prosperity, freedom from debt, as well as freedom from persecution. I'm warning you now, even as Scripture warns, take the mark, go along with the program, and your soul will be lost for eternity. That means you will never see your children again, your pets, and you'll be in a place of eternal torment. Please be warned now, it is going to be overwhelmingly tempting to give in to the demands of the government that is going to rise out of the ashes from all over the world. The world is deliberately being destroyed and put in chaos so that one person can come forward, the Antichrist, can come forward and declare all the solutions and begin repairing the damage. But he will betray the people, even as it's written in Revelation. Halfway through that 7-year period, he will turn around and betray everyone. And that's the Antichrist. That's what he's come to do. He will be inhabited by Satan for a brief time. So everyone will be rushing for security, stability, freedom from debt, the promise of a new life. And that's precisely what the new government will offer everyone if they will just sign on the dotted line. And in case you don't know it, the Noahide laws have been signed into effect in America, which means that anyone who puts an intermediary between God and themselves will be beheaded. In other words, if you believe in the Messiah, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, you believe that, you will either die in martyrdom or betray your faith. So be warned ahead of time. Really difficult times are coming. Cleave to me. I will give you the strength to make the right choices. Do not look back. When you leave the world, do not look back. Only cleave to me, because heaven is waiting for those who are faithful until the end.